And it's time now to hear from our friend Larry Weber, wherever he may be. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Where do we find
you? Today I am back in the great state of Minnesota.
Fabulous.
After 6 weeks of travel, we arrived back yesterday, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was just great coming here, and this morning the clouds have moved on, and so we've got plenty of sunlight. It's just a spectacular late October morning, so doing just fine. Since I last spoke to you, it's kind of amazing, but a few days ago I was in weather of 80 degrees, and it was quite uncomfortable, and I was glad to see it get a little bit cooler. As I progressed across southern Michigan going north, it became more what I expect for late October. Fewer and fewer leaves on trees. About halfway across the state, I noticed that there was some aspen that still had yellow leaves. There were some oaks that still had brown leaves, and there were the tamaracks. But as we progressed even more into the Upper Peninsula, those also were dropping their leaves until there was nothing left except the tamaracks. And then yesterday, we've noticed that even the tamaracks had dropped their needles. So a progression back to the present time on absolutely amazing trip. Many, many fascinating things seen. But getting back to the present day right here, it is just beautiful. This is the time of year that I referred to as Autwin. It's a combination of autumn and winter. It's a period of time in between the two. We tend to think of autumn as being the time when the leaves are on the trees but are very colorful. And then we tend to think of winter as the time when there is a snow cover. Well, this is the period of time in between the two. And it's just an amazing time. I can tell, you know, just by looking out in the woods, I can always spot all the things that are still green. And even though the trees have dropped their leaves, there's still plenty of green out there. The most obvious, of course, is the conifers. But if you get away from the conifers down on the forest floor, there are a couple kinds of ferns that stay green now. There's a cousin of the fern called the club moss or princess pine that stays green. There's the mosses and there's the lichens, and so it's just spectacular. It's just like you never realize how common that those plants are until this time of year when the leaves are dropped from above and then they really show up. In addition to that, there are a few trees that have lingering leaves right here in my yard. I see a weeping willow has its leaves. I see lilac with still its leaves. Now, neither of those are native, and the non-native ones tend to linger a bit longer than the other ones. But we do have a few trees, like silver maple, which keeps its leaves off until the 1st of November. In addition to that, as we were coming across the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we saw several flocks of snow buntings. Snow buntings are a kind of sparrow. They're called that because they do live in the cold parts of the country, but they also look white. And if you scare up a flock of them, and they're almost always in flocks, you scare up a flock of them, you see all that white, and some people refer to them as snowflakes. But we saw several of those flocks as we progressed toward home. And then yesterday, I started to see flocks of tree sparrows, which is another bird, small brown bird that nests in the far north. The name tree sparrow is not too accurate because they nest north of where there's trees. They do, however, come down here, and it's not unusual to see them showing up at bird feeders and, once again, along roadsides. So there was a real beauty in that. I also saw a few flocks of ducks, migrating ducks. We visited a couple more places where there was migrating raptors, various kinds of hawks and eagles and so forth. And then there was a sighting, a kind of a surprising sighting, in southern Michigan of a northern shrike. Now, northern shrikes in late October are expected around here, but down there, that was a very, very early sighting. So that's kind of a curiosity what happened to cause that to come about. The one thing that was missing from the entire trip that we took was snow. We saw cold, we saw ice, we saw frost, but not until yesterday, on our last day coming back, did we drive into any snow. And even then, it was just snow flurries. However, in the forecast, there is some snow, and apparently, while we were gone just the last several days, there was a pretty good amount of snow in northeast Minnesota. So, yes, it's good to be back, and it's good to be talking to you again. So I hope everything is all right with you.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday, whether he's traveling or not. He's a retired high school biology teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. Lives in Carleton County with his wife on an old farm and writes for several periodicals and submits radio commentaries every now and again. And we are very lucky to have him, I'm thinking.